Please welcome from the animation team, Charles Norton, Rob Ritchie, and Mark Ayres. Now, Charles, I'm guessing this was all your idea. This is you're the instigator of this, and you did work on the Dad's Army animation as well, didn't you? Why? How did this come about?
As you say, we did a Dad's Army animation of a otherwise lost episode toward the end of last year, and after we'd finished that, I started talking to Paul Hembury at BBC Worldwide about some of the other things that we could look at, and Doctor Who was one of the obvious things, really.
And where did you get the audio from?
Well, that's probably best for Mark to answer.
Yeah, we're very lucky. We're very unlucky in some ways that all these stories were lost, these episodes were lost, but we're terribly lucky that right from the early days, Doctor Who was the kind of programme which inspired the fandom that we all know and love. And those people who enjoyed the programme wanted to listen to it again. The only thing they could do was to record the soundtrack off their tellies. And that's what quite a few of them did, actually, right from episode one, oddly enough. This recording is an off-air recording made in a domestic sitting room on a domestic tape recorder running at 1 7/8 IPS inches per second, which is about the same speed as compact cassette. But this was made by a gentleman called Graham Strong. Graham, put your hand up. So Graham is the gentleman we have to thank in this instance for recording this programme off air. Can I just say, part of the joy of this product has been taking that soundtrack and expanding it into 5.1 surround. You're hearing a mono version of the stereo mixdown, and we don't know why. I've just been up to the, you may have seen me sneak out to go up to the projector room to find out why. We don't know what's gone wrong. Some wrong files have come through somehow. It was shown in 5.1 at the press preview yesterday, but for some reason you're only hearing a mono fold down of it. So it's a big disappointment to me, I'm afraid. But it has been great fun taking this off-air recording from 1966 and expanding it and cleaning it up. And it's just great that we've then been able to do this and bring this story back to life.
How much work did you have to do on it? Was there actually things you had to replace, even?
Yeah, I mean, Graham, like most people, you know, pocket money, recording this program. You ran the tape very slowly to get more episodes on the tape, and also didn't recall the opening and closing titles most of the time. So, you know, the first few seconds of every program and the last few seconds of every program is rebuilt. I have to make sure it's all running at the right speed. You know, take out all the interference off the transmission, rebuild, you know, edits where they go wrong and whatever. And on this one, you know, in doing it in the 5.1 is going through and digging the dialogue out of the mono mix that can go in the centre speaker, and then rebuilding the music and the sound effects where possible into stereo and surround. Tristram Carey, I mean, I hope you'll agree the music on this is fabulous. Tristram Carey, who's one of the unsung heroes of British electronic music and a mentor of mine for many years, a good friend, let me have copies of all his music before he passed, which of course we did the soundtrack CD a few years ago, so I've been able to use those as well, obviously, to build the music a bit as well.
Was there just the one audio source? No one else had any?
There are a couple of others, but this is the best one that we know of at this point in time.